Blood work was supposed to be the last step in Azella's application for life insurance. But when she arrived at the lab, the receptionist said her appointment had been canceled.
That was my first warning, I guess, and I contacted the agent that made this appointment. And then she came to my home and said, "You were denied because it looks like you have something on your med list that you're using drugs."
Azella, who works at Boston Medical Center, scanned her med list. It showed a prescription for naloxone.
I'm a nurse. I use it to help people just in case if there is an overdose, I could save their life.
Primerica is the insurer Azella says turned her down. The company says it can't discuss individual cases. But spokesman Keith Hancock, in a prepared statement, says Primerica, like many life insurers, considers prescription drug use when reviewing applicants.
Now, if a life insurance applicant has a prescription for naloxone, we request more information about its intended use as part of our underwriting process. Primerica is very supportive of efforts to help turn the tide on the national opioid epidemic.
Azella asked that we just use her first name because she's been turned down by two separate companies but is still pursuing life insurance. A second insurer said it might reconsider if she got a letter from her doctor. But here's the thing. Isella's doctor didn't prescribe her the drug. She just walked into a pharmacy. When the opioid epidemic hit, Massachusetts and many other states created a standing order for naloxone, one prescription that works for everybody. So Isella had to find the doctor who signed that statewide naloxone prescription. Isella says she and some of her fellow nurses have stopped carrying a naloxone kit outside the hospital. They don't want it to show up on their active medication list until this life insurance problem is sorted out.
So if something were to happen on the street, I don't have one, just because I didn't want another conflict.
Boston Medical Center has alerted the Massachusetts Division of Insurance, which is reviewing the cases and drafting guidelines for, quote, the reasonable use of drug history information in determining whether to issue a life insurance policy.